This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, the Twins fall tonight in Miami to the Marlins 2-0. Welcome into Final Pitch here on News Talk 830 WCCO. It was a pitcher's duel, and the Marlins just got it done tonight. They scored two runs. We didn't score any. If you'd like to weigh in, 651-461-9226. That number again is 651-461-9226. This was a pitcher's duel. Edward Cabrera and Joe Ryan were both phenomenal tonight. Both pitchers were awesome tonight. Joe Ryan, I want to start with him because let's just go ahead and say it. I'm going to say something that I think that most people would actually agree with. He deserves to be an all-star. If you look at the Minnesota Twins on this roster, to me there are two individuals worthy of all-star nominations. Clearly Byron Buxton. There's no doubt in my mind that he will be in Atlanta. He'll be back in the state of Georgia, his home state, for the All-Star game. And I think that Joe Ryan deserves the nod as well. If you look at what Joe Ryan has done for this team to this point in the season, he's been exceptional. Tonight, he goes 7 innings. He gives up 5 hits, 1 earned run. He walks 0 batters, struck out 4 on 88 pitches. The only thing that he gave up tonight was the home run to Stowers. That was it. Outside of that, against Joe Ryan, they weren't getting anything. So Joe Ryan, in my estimation, deserves to head to Atlanta. 651-461-9226. Yes, the bats were silent. I'm not going to be frustrated by that. I'm not. And the reason why is I said this earlier this morning on the morning news of Anita Sakkar, was that I felt like tonight was going to be one of those situations where we're facing a good pitcher. Runs would be it's going to be a low-scoring game. And it was that. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that I'm fine with getting shut out. I don't think that, you know, because Rocco, you could hear him in the postgame, he was not excited. He was very frustrated that the bats were that silent. But the bottom line is two good pitchers going at it, and they just got the better of us tonight, Chris.
Yeah, and you know what? That's okay, Henry. When you've got a night like this, you tip your cap to Cabrera and that Marlins bullpen, and they've got good young arms. It's not like the Marlins haven't been able to develop talent. The problem for them has been keeping the talent because they've been known as one of the feeder systems for Major League Baseball for the longest time. And you know, Glenn Perkins said it on the broadcast at the almost at the very beginning that, you know what, Cabrera is going to be a trade target. So the Marlins, they're happy about the outing, not because he's part of their future, but because it's, you know, possible leverage for them at the trade deadline.
And the other thing that we should mention, because look, the Miami Marlins on the season are 38-45, but that's deceiving though from the standpoint, Chris, that this team now after tonight has won 8 consecutive games. So they're playing much better baseball. I know they will look at it and say, okay, they're much lower than 500 than we are, but the way that they're playing right now, they're playing really well at the right time.
It's amazing to me, Henry, that we take a look at a team like the Marlins, and, you know, they've been around since, what, 1993? So, I mean, you know, just a little over 30 years, couple of World Series. This is the longest winning streak that they've had since 2008. I mean, the longest winning streak in 17 years is 8 games. I think that just tells you that, number one, I think the bar for the Marlins is very low. But then you also see that that's the longest winning streak in Major League Baseball, and you're like, huh. You know, so you're catching a team. You know, we talk about you want to catch teams at the right time.
Yeah.
Well, they're catching the Marlins at the worst time. And you know, over 162 games, you're going to have situations like that.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Twins fall to the Miami Marlins tonight, 2-0. It was an absolutely, if you're into pitcher's duel, you were ecstatic with what you saw tonight.
I'm into two-hour games. I'll tell you that.
It went by really fast.
It did.
Was it 2 hours? Was it just 2 hours?
I think it was like 2 hours and 7 minutes. I mean, if we're as my 15-year-old would say, well, actually, it was 2 hours and 7 minutes. Like, well, you got to be particular.
Well, we only had 2 hits. That was the bummer tonight. If you're talking about the Twins' offense, it was non-existent. Clearly, we didn't score a run. But the 2 hits, Matt Wallner ended up drawing a walk. But outside of the walk, we had Royce Lewis with a double. He ended up being stranded.
Yes.
And then Willie Castro with a hit. That was it.
But, I mean, let's be honest, though. One of those hits coming from Royce Lewis in his first at-bat back, I mean, and you know, I kind of got a little worried that he was going to bust it out of the box. I'm like, no, slow your ass down. Like, let's just calm down, Royce. Once that ball was in the corner, I think he geared down, as they said. But I'm like, no. Don't push it right out of the box. But
hey, one thing that we should note, though, Chris, and you probably saw this as well, was I thought in the first couple of innings we hit some balls really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big-ass ballpark. It really is.
It's a little, Carnivorous? Carnivorous? No, carnivorous is like a carnivore. But, yes, it was. That's a big ballpark.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take a break. Love to get your reaction on a phone call or a text message. Twins fall to the Marlins 2-0, and this is Final Pitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
All right, welcome back to Final Pitch. Twins fall to the Marlins 2-0. Your reaction, phone calls, texts, 651-461-9226. That number again, 651-461-9226. Don't be mad at Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan did everything within his power to get the W tonight. He just didn't get any run support. That was very unfortunate. The text line weighing in on the game tonight from the 612. I agree with you, Henry, about tonight's game. I also might be nuts, but I still think we'll be all right in the end. I do think that the Twins still, even though this is a tough stretch, are still a playoff team. But you can't continue to go forever in a day without putting together another winning streak. Like, we had that 13-game winning streak, which was awesome. It's about time for this team to run off like a 7-game winning streak, to really get themselves above 500. Like, I can't sit here with this team being 5 games under 500 and say that we got a chance. Like, we got to get back to 500 first.
Well, you do, but I mean, what you do is you win series here, you win a series there, and
you chip away.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think they're going to have another double-digit winning streak, but you know what? That's okay. If you win 4 out of 5, you win 5 out of 6. You win a couple of series, you split one, you kind of minimize the series losses, and you just, again, I'm just of the belief that you're just trying to kind of tread water until you figure out when you're going to get Pablo Lopez back. And if you can do that and just stay relevant, I mean, the pitching has gotten a lot better. I think that's one of the reasons too, Henry. While I'm not too disappointed with this, you're going to get shut out by Tarik Skubal. Fine. You know, everybody's going to get it from Skubal. He's going to be the starter for the American League in the All-Star game tonight. I'm a little more disappointed, but Cabrera did not beat himself.
And he was phenomenal tonight.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you tip your hat to him. And, yeah, at the end of the day, the pitching outside of Bailey Ober has started to really stabilize. And to me, I think that's one of the reasons why I feel better about the pieces in the lineup, more so than worrying about the starting rotation.
But we got to get a winning streak started now, though. And this is the reason why I say that to everybody out there, is because you have this week and then you got next week, because the All-Star break starts on July the 13th, okay? Then you have the All-Star break. You come back on the 18th. The reason why you need to get back to 500 or relatively close is because coming out of the All-Star break, you're facing the Colorado Rockies for 3 games. Colorado is horrible, okay? So if you are playing well going into the break and then you come out of the break against Colorado, that could be a good look. But after Colorado, you face the Dodgers in LA. And I don't know what anybody else is doing, but I'm definitely not smoking anything. I'm not into marijuana. I'm not into the cannabis. I'm not into the weed.
Lay off the weed.
We don't play well against the Dodgers wherever we play. It could be Target Field. It could be in LA. It could be in the parking lot of Costco. We don't play well against the Dodgers. So I'm looking at the schedule. Monday, July the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, I just don't see us winning that series. And I know people will be like, well, come on, man, show some optimism. No, I'm being real. And we'll probably, you know, just according to our luck, face Shohei or whatever, you know, whoever the best of the best is for LA. So my point is that we need to collect some wins going into the All-Star break and then come out of the All-Star break, take care of Colorado before we head to LA.
Yeah, and I mean, National League West has been very competitive. So, I mean, the Dodgers are, you know, I mean, they're the cream of the crop. They won the offseason. And anytime you've got Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts and, I mean, you know, Freddie Freeman, like, they're a pretty good baseball team. But you know what? Don't think that far ahead. Just like you said, get to the All-Star break. Try and keep yourself within striking distance. you know, lay it on the Rockies and then a hope and a prayer out in L.A., I guess.
Let's go to our guy Troy in Burnsville. He wants to weigh in on the Twins. What's up, Troy?
Hi, Henry. How's it going this evening?
It's going okay. I hope that the Lynx can come back. I don't want us to go 0 for tonight.
Yeah, well, I understand if you're a Minnesota Lynx fan, how well you'd feel. I don't really follow them, but onto the Twins. I've been trying to figure out why is Rocco Baldelli batting Matt Wallner high up in the batting lineup right now. We need to have our best hitters batting in the top of the lineup. Like, for example, Brooks Lee. He batted six this evening. And to me, the reason why you put your best hitters at, you know, in the top part of your lineup is so they have more opportunities to get at bats. Would that have made a difference tonight? I don't know.
Not at all. It wouldn't have made a difference because tonight's lineup was Buxton into Larnick into Castro into Correa into Wallner, who was right ahead of Brooks Lee. So it didn't matter, and he was the one person that drew a walk tonight. So I don't think that the Matt Wallner, his placement in the batting order, had anything to do with tonight's outcome.
Maybe not tonight, but I'm just thinking that if you have your better hitters up towards the top of your lineup, it would allow for possibly one more extra at bat for those batters.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Troy in Burnsville. I don't know what do you think about that, Chris, in terms of Brooks Lee and where he's at in the lineup. I actually like where Brooks Lee is at in the lineup, and this is the reason why. Number one, he's hitting extremely well, and I think part of it is because there's no pressure on him to be up higher in the lineup. I think that helps him
100%. And you stole my thunder there, like. You want him to continue to play the way that he's played. And
yep.
I mean, the streak that he's been on is incredible. He essentially is still a rookie. We need to remember that Brooks Lee is still essentially has what, less than a year of Major League Baseball, experience and service. So I think right now, I think it's the same reason why, you're batting Royce Lewis eighth right now, because you don't want these guys to feel the pressure, and I have no problem with that.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't. Especially if we're talking about just moving on one more spot, I really don't have an issue with that, because when you start moving people up multiple spots up in the lineup, that puts more pressure on individuals, and that changes the outcomes of at-bats and stuff like that. So, I think that one of the reasons why he's thriving right now isn't just because he's seeing the ball well, but it's also where he's at in the lineup. That's
yeah,
just me.
And that's where you need a guy like Carlos Correa to step up, right? That's why you've got your Willy Castro. That's why you've got your Trevor Larnick. I mean, Larnick is still a young player, but you look in the whole scope of everything, and, he's a vet. And the same thing, with Ty France and Harrison Bader. Now, these guys are a little bit lower in the lineup, but I think, especially with Harrison Bader, lower in the lineup, so you can essentially have yourself a second leadoff guy and guys on base for Byron Buxton. So I don't think it's necessarily, I don't look at it as, you're going to get another at-bat, which is good. But at the same time, I think you're also looking at what can you do to present more run, driving in opportunities for Byron Buxton.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. That's the phone number. Quickly, before we head to our final break, let's get into who cooked tonight.
Who fired up the bats? Who served up gas on the mound?
Strike three, you're out.
Let's dish it out piping hot as we talk about who cooked tonight. Presented by Chef IQ Sense on News Talk 830 WCCO.
All right, who cooked tonight? Look, clearly it wasn't anybody offensively. The person that cooked tonight was clearly Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan cooked tonight. Joe Ryan went seven innings. He gave up five hits, one earned run, the home run. He struck off four batters. He walked nobody on, 85 pitches. Joe Ryan was the man tonight. He didn't get any run support, but at the end of the day, Joe Ryan, he threw 88 pitches, by the way. He was absolutely who cooked tonight.
And the pitch is swung on a missed, and the inning is done. So Joe Ryan is heating up. Another strikeout for Joe, and he's retired 9 straight since the Stowers home run.
9 straight after he gave up that home run. So he cooked. You know, that's all you can say. Joe Ryan, he was the man tonight. Joe Ryan, that's Who Cooked Tonight, presented by Chef IQ Sense. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense. Buy yours now at chefiq.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to some of the post-game reaction, and then we'll wrap it up right here on Final Pitch. All right, welcome back to Final Pitch. Final couple of minutes, final segment here, Final Pitch. Twins fall 2-0 to the Miami Marlins tomorrow. Your starting pitcher is one Simeon Woods Richardson. We have a phone call to get to before we get into the to the post-game reaction. There really isn't much highlights to air for you tonight. But let's get to Greg and Fridley. What's up, Greg?
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
Okay, so two things. First of all, Christian Vasquez, why do they keep bringing this guy back year after year? He's done nothing for the Twins since he's been here. And Carlos Correa, there's got to be a reason why the Giants and the Mets didn't want him or something, because he's done nothing for the Twins like he did with Houston.
Carlos Correa didn't have a good year last year?
He was hurt a lot of the time.
Well, he was hurt last year, I mean, along with some other people. But, I mean, I wouldn't say that – I like the fact that we have Carlos Correa on this team, especially defensively. Now I'm not gonna debate about offensively that he's been some juggernaut or he's been awesome, because he hasn't been. He's been extremely streaky. And in his time in Minnesota, he has started off each season slowly offensively. But I don't think that Carlos Correa is, at this particular point, the problem. Yes, he needs to be better offensively, but defensively, man, he's been stellar.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it from Greg. Look, I've said this before. Vasquez, that was wasted money. I mean, I don't want to get any more critical of his play, but Chris, I think that we would all agree that he hasn't lived up to the hype.
No, and you know, he comes over after winning a couple of championships, and he's an offensive liability. Defensively, he's a great defensive catcher, but I think we've seen Ryan Jeffers improve significantly in that area, where it used to be kind of a 50-50 timeshare, and now it's gone 70-30 to Ryan Jeffers. And I mean, if that's a spot that you want to look at upgrading, I understand that Christian Vasquez offensively has underperformed. There's no question, and I think everybody would tell you that.
I'm not as down on Correa as maybe some others, just because he's a stud defensively, and I get that. And I think that we all understand that. Offensively, the numbers gotta get better, right? They gotta get better. He's been a slow starter in every one of these seasons, but for some reason, I just got faith that he's gonna step up, that he's gonna get hot.
Well, eventually it will. I mean, like you said, he's notoriously a cold starter, but listen, I mean, the defense gets overlooked, I feel, because we're just so used to it. And if you're not going to give us, you know, somebody that's hitting 275 to 290 with, you know, 10 home runs by the All-Star break and probably 35 to 40 runs batted in, that's a disappointment for a lot of teams, especially right now, because we need him when this offense is struggling.
Yeah. All right, let's get to a couple of post-game comments. The first is from Joe Ryan. Defensively, the team was outstanding tonight, and he really wanted to thank his guys for that.
We played tremendous defense today. I think you always, after an off day, especially, and you get the nice hotel and everyone's at the beach and doing their thing, and I think that's, we needed that right now just to kind of like clear the head. But at the same time, I was like, all right, we got to make sure we're on it today, and the defense was phenomenal, making some good plays. They hit the ball really hard, and we got those out, so that was huge, and that's what allowed me to go deep into the game.
Right after Pablo got injured, we had issues with pitching. The last few times, though, here lately, the last week, the pitching has been good. Here's Rocco talking about Joe Ryan and actually just kind of being one swing away from being the difference tonight.
Joe pitched great. Joe did a really nice job out there. He, I think he basically did exactly what he wanted to virtually all night. Threw a 2-strike split in the zone. It got hit. That's part of the game, and we gave up a run for his 7 innings of work, and shoot, I mean, that's what you want to see from your starting pitching.
Yeah, I felt like we were in – look, the bottom line is we had that opportunity and we weren't able to get it done when we had two on in the – I can't remember which inning. Was it the sixth inning? And we just could not scratch a run across. Actually, I think it was the seventh. So at the end of the day, you know, we'll be back at it tomorrow night. Semien Woods Richardson, the starter. After the game, we got final pitch, and we'll talk to you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,